to be celebrated. Whenever you're going to have a good day, why not make it a Friday again? It is Friday. Pretty unbelievable. Ken Kessler and I, every day at this time, try to get your interest piqued, given the fact there's a lot of great talk radio and a lot of interesting talk television. Kenny takes the pulse of the nation in this very unusual way, and so we try to put a lot of information together for you. And this hour will be nothing different. It'll be nothing less than spectacular. Am I right or not?
Absolutely. Yes, especially because it's a Friday.
Yes, especially because you and I are both in California this morning. It's 8 after the hour, Friday, August the 16th. I'm at the studios of the CRN Digital Network in Los Angeles. Kenny's down in San Diego. And I'm happy to tell you that I haven't slept. So this ought to be terrific. Kenny got a call from me about, 4 hours ago? And I was stuck in Dallas because there was a mechanical. I decided I was going to save $200 by going through Dallas instead of taking the direct flight from Boston to L.A. Oh, yeah, I'll take this, and I'll get there in plenty of time. And so when there was a mechanical on the plane, I'm beginning to think to myself, this isn't looking too good. So I called Kenny and said, be prepared. And so as things turned out, here I am. I walked in here about 20 minutes ago, and let's get at it. The latest, the deadly day in Egypt, 580 people killed, 4,000 more injured. Security forces fighting protesters who were demonstrating support for the ousted president. I thought this guy wasn't popular. How come everybody's protesting, Kenny? What are they protesting?
Excellent question.
I know that, Michael. What do you think? I'm stupid. Michael says he won the election and he was overthrown on the. I got the picture. I'm just saying. Nice going, Michael.
Well, you asked.
That was a rhetorical question, as it were. Yes, it was a rhetorical question. There's supposedly the demonstration of democracy or democracy personified here. There was a fair and square election, supposedly, and Morsi won, but nobody likes what he's doing, or at least a lot of people don't like what he's doing, so let's get rid of him, and let's be like the Italians, right? Italians have a new government every 8 or 9 months, right? So why not? Let's do the same thing in Egypt, except the Italians don't kill hundreds and hundreds of people when they're moving from one government to the next. In addition to protesters, 50 attacks were carried out on Christian churches as well. Moderate Muslims spent much of the day yesterday putting out fires and helping to clean up after the attacks. So here we have this religious craziness as well. The Muslim Brotherhood, supposedly Morsi represents them. I think that was part of the controversy when he got elected, at least as far as the West was concerned, wasn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, that there was the connection, and now it seems that this interim government is turning on the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
all
just opening fire on the protesters.
Yeah, it's like the Nazis slaughtering the Jews. Same basic thing, except they're being indiscriminate. And they're running over people with bulldozers, all kinds of stuff. And the scheduled joint military exercises with the U.S. schedule for next month has been canceled. President Obama, as you might expect, condemning the government and security forces, calling for an end to the violence. Do you think anybody pays any attention to that stuff? Or do we just feel like we're obligated? Does the president feel like he's obligated? He's got to say something to sound like he's sort of with it or involved. These people aren't paying any attention to what Obama says or anybody else as far as that's concerned.
I can't imagine that there would be a country where something would be going on like what's going on in Egypt, and then they hear that the American president is not happy, and they'll say, we're sorry. And
who cares? Matter of fact, the Egyptian government said that Obama's remarks could actually encourage more violence. And meanwhile, the president and members of Congress considering cutting off $1.3 billion in aid that we give to Egypt. We give them almost $4 billion in aid. That $1.3 billion in aid comes in the form of military hardware. That won't set well with the military-industrial complex at all, will it? So let's sort of put our focus on this from the talk radio perspective with first host Dave Ross. He and Kim Shepard on the program they have in, I believe it's Seattle. Aren't they in Seattle? I think Dave Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Is, yeah.
Yes.
Talked to a Middle East correspondent, Edward Uranian, about the interim Egyptian government opening fire on the protesters, as we've reported.
Was there some reason, Edward, that they couldn't just peacefully remove them? Why did they have to open fire?
Yes, Dave, I think they were probably planning to peacefully remove them or let them stay for quite a while. But what happened was the Muslim Brotherhood changed strategies the day before by marching on government buildings in the center of Cairo. They marched on the Interior Ministry. They marched on the Judiciary. They marched on the Education Ministry. They marched on the Agriculture Ministry. They even broke into the finance ministry yesterday. The interior minister said they attacked police or bank vans, robbed money.
So are these armed attacks? Did they have weapons? Because I understand that the interior ministry is saying that 43 police officers were killed. So did the were the protesters the ones who fired first?
Well, here's the problem. You've got a lot of people there who are from out of the capital, from the provinces, who are very peaceful, who are brought in to support the Muslim Brotherhood. Many of them bust in, many of them paid, many of them given free meals because that's a great incentive in a country like Egypt. And at the same time, you have allies of the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamist militias, people who have guns. They fight in the Sinai. They've gotten guns from Libya. They've gotten guns when the police stations were overrun in 2011 when former President Mubarak was toppled. There are a lot of guns out there. And in fact, the Egyptian police showed much of this, many weapons that they confiscated. Of course, that's not the issue, but certainly a lot of the people they fired at, they took out, were people who were armed. And you could see that from some of the video that was given, that was taken from helicopters, of armed people on the ground who were firing. Now, what they were firing at is unclear, but I assume they were firing at the police.
What is the feeling, though, on the response so far that's come from the White House that, you know, has been not really all that strong? No real action taken by the White House.
Well, Kim, I think the Muslim Brotherhood would like to see outside intervention. I think they would like to see President Obama say, hey, you have to reinstate former President Morsi. I don't think they're going to reinstate former President Morsi. And I think at this point, if the White House were to intervene, it's a lose-lose situation for the U.S. because we give them $1.5 million in aid. That's our leverage. The military has already spoken with its allies, the Saudis, the Emiratis, and the Kuwaitis. They have given $12 billion, which makes 1.5 look like chump change. And I believe from what I'm hearing, they've spoken with the Russians as well, and they're willing to sweeten that offer. Now, back in the 1950s, John Foster Dulles refused to pay for the Aswan Dam. We lost Egypt as an ally until the 70s, when Sadat refreshed ties with the West. That would be the same kind of mistake, and we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
All right, 888-302, Doug, if you have some thoughts on this, we'll deal with callers. As the president condemns the violence in Egypt, death toll over 500. That's pretty much the take at the moment. A quarter past the hour. This is the Friday Good Day program.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
musicians. August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
No hoodie, no jeans. A few dollars got me in now.
Cause my uncle member is like your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Kenny, what on social media do we find to be the focus when it comes to Egypt?
Twitter is absolutely exploding. In fact, if you go to Twitter and you just put Egypt in the search box, you get hundreds, if not thousands, of posts from people all over the world who are sending prayers and making comments. Edward says no amount of news coverage could bring the deserved attention to the state of Egypt right now.
Go ahead. No, give me another one. Yeah, no.
Beth says, my heart bleeds for the people in Egypt. So very sad, and we are here fussing over silly things.
All right. 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Pat Campbell with Buck Sexton from The Blaze about the rumors that what's going on in Egypt ought to signal the end of the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, I was listening to some broadcast last night, and I can't remember if it was CNN or MSNBC or somebody out there, they were talking about the fact that this may be the end of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you see that, or are they just being driven underground? What's your take on this?
Oh, no, I think that's unfortunately totally wrong, because the Muslim Brotherhood does really well, actually, as a sort of an opposition, shadowy, speaking of revolution kind of organization. That's really what they are. That's really how they were founded. That is how they were founded. So to push them back into the shadows and really into the shadows, meaning that they're illegal as an organization, which I think is possibly could be in the near term happening in Egypt. That would just force them back into their comfort zone in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. They don't want that. They'd rather be running the country, but they're quite good at operating in that sort of shadowy area. So that's not going to happen. It's also an international organization. There are Muslim Brotherhood groups all across the Middle East. So there are international ties as well. And they have millions of supporters in Egypt who have been waiting for this moment. They're not going away. They may be officially barred from politics, mm-hmm. but if that happens, it's tough to see how this doesn't turn into, if not some sort of insurgency, meaning that there's at least terrorist attacks against the government from Muslim Brotherhood figures, then it could turn into some sort of a civil war.
All right, 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity Booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Completely disrespectful.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How to get the monkey? Did you do the monkey?
Arizona, move to Babylonia.
All right, so yeah, it's silly. But it does bring us around to one of the great stories, the story of King Tutankhamun, one of the great things in the history of Egypt and the Middle East. History being made in Egypt, but not the good kind. 888-302-3684. What do you think about the Egyptian government opening fire on protesters? Is it the end of the Muslim Brotherhood? Steve in Georgia says we ought to support the new government.
I think the United States should certainly give aid to Egypt, to the new government in Egypt. We never should have supported the overthrow of the old regime. This is a wonderful reaction that the people in Egypt see. They see that they were being ruled by a bunch of terrorists. This is modern. These are Muslims who are doing away with the Islamic extremists. We should support them militarily. We should hope that the Islamic Brotherhood is, that members of that are wiped out, dead. We should support that militarily. We should send troops to help them.
888-302-3684. Rich is in Virginia, and I guess maybe he thinks the opposite of the last caller.
Disgusted last night when I was watching the news and I saw a Caterpillar bulldozer in there bulldozing the area where these people were. That equipment, I'm sure, was bought with money that the United States gave the Egyptian army. And I just think of, you know, how that equipment is used in this country to build things, and we're over there destroying stuff. It just makes me sick. We need to just stop the money we're giving them, because our heritage, everything's attached to that. I mean, you look at the name Caterpillar, and it means United States of America. I mean, they may as well have been killing those people with M16A1s, you know, the weapon that we use in the United States military. Our name is all over this. We just need to stop.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way, but that is an interesting angle on that story, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. John in Louisiana says Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood have a lot in common with Mr. Hitler.
As unfortunate as this is, the Islamic Brotherhood and Morsi, I think, could be analogous to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. the Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that Al-Qaeda sprang from. They are radical jihadists. They have fomented violence here, and they are turning public opinion, including American public opinion, against the Egyptian army, which is, in fact, the only stabilizing force over there. And people make a big deal out of saying, but they were democratically elected. So was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. Let's take another call from Barry, listening to the Good Day program in deepest, darkest Pennsylvania.
We helped put the Muslim Brotherhood into power, and it's horrible that these people are dying and all, but how many people has the Muslim Brotherhood targeted for slaughter, men, women, and children, simply because they believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is Lord and Savior, and they get massacred for that? But we're upset about that the massacrers are getting massacred in turn. Now, how come this really isn't being reported anymore? Why aren't people upset about this?
Now, there's a question to be dealt with. 888-302-3684. But basically what they're talking about is the bulldozers forcibly clearing these sit-in camps of the Morsi supporters. And that is what the video, it's really horrific stuff. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Murder in Thrall is the latest mystery book from author Anne Cleland. We spoke with her about the new book and the challenges of writing in different genres.
I write two different genres. I write these contemporary mysteries, and I write a historical fiction series that's set in the early 1800s. And to switch back and forth, the biggest challenge is the language. Because in the historicals, it's set against the backdrop of the Napoleonic Wars, and the characters have to sound semi-authentic without being too difficult for a modern reader to follow. Historical readers tend to be very exacting. You know, if you make a mistake, they're going to let you know it. And then when I jump into the mysteries, like this series, I have to remember how Acton speaks and how Doyle speaks, and so usually I have to read a few chapters to kind of get back into the rhythm. So I think the language is always the challenge. You know, I love listening to how people speak, and I try to portray speech mannerisms and accents in my writing, and it's not always easy to keep it straight, but it's a lot of fun.
That's novelist Anne Cleland on her latest book, Murder in Thrall.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
That's what the Good Day program is all about. Conversation that matters, yours, ours, and ours would include sometimes, without referencing Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, he likes to make himself heard and felt. And I'd rather hear him than feel him, so you're welcome to speak up, Michael, as you'd like. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. It's, let's see, talk, what do we have? Let's go in the right direction here. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Michael, you don't have a position at DougStephan.com.
We haven't. No, I didn't.
Rectify that. Sounds very serious. Friday, the 16th of August, and a lot of talk this week about the proposed merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines. Most of the conversation is negative, as is appropriate, frankly. I don't think this is a good idea because I don't like U.S. Airways at all. I don't like the guy who runs it. Don't like his philosophy. I think people are treated as chattel. Basically, the customer, I mean, American, you heard me maybe earlier this week talking about the incident with American. They're bad enough. And I flew out here, and I normally fly American because I've flown them for so long, I have so many miles, it doesn't make sense to fly anybody else. But the other side of the coin is they're far from perfect. And their customer service or their the sensitivity that they either use or don't use, and I'm guessing they don't use, to train the people. You know, they say one thing. The PR people say, this is great. Look at these perfectly beautiful new planes. And then you got idiots like this guy in Toledo. If you didn't hear me tell the story, I'll quickly repeat it. Lady and her husband in Orange County fly to see her father every month who's in Toledo. So they get on a plane in Orange County, they fly to Chicago, and then they take a puddle jumper American plane from Chicago to Toledo. So normally it's like $1,200 a piece. It's ridiculous this time of year. Outrageous. So anyway, they get there, and the father has a heart attack. So they need to stay an extra day. Now, built into the plan to go back was an overnight in Chicago. They were going to go take the last flight out of Toledo and then the first flight out of Chicago down to Orange County to go back again after they spent 3 or 4 days with their dad. Well, because he had a heart attack, they stayed an extra day just to make sure he was okay. It wasn't a serious heart attack. But when they went to American to change this one leg of the flight, that, by the way, takes 34 minutes to fly from Toledo to Chicago, they clipped him for $700 a piece. Now, jeez, how many other people have got stories like this? I got stories like this, where they just gouge the hell out of you, and the people who are in the throne, if and that's what they think they're in, it's a different kind of a throne, however. The essence of the man in Toledo, I can't do anything, this is policy. So you ask somebody else, nope, this is the rule, and you ask somebody. So finally you get to the PR people at American, and they try to do a, you know, kind of a soft shoe to the left so they didn't look as bad as they really look. But they look bad. And this is the kind of stuff that happens. And, you know, two things on the Justice Department side this week. Holder going after the people who are going after the philosophy that is pretty negative on the war on drug front. Most Americans agree that those who use ought not to be in jail. And then this thing with the Justice Department getting in the way of the American-U.S. Airways merger. These kind of stories that I just told are the ones that continue to be repeated. And because Delta took over Northwest, their service sucks. United took over Continental, their service sucks. Southwest took over AirTran. Jury's still out on that. But if so, American and U.S. Airways get together, American's the surviving airline, but the philosophy of the people that run U.S. Air is going to be commingled in here, and they're terrible. And American's bad enough now, so the justifiers say, wait a minute, wait just a minute. So what they'll do, all these people are going to sue everybody, all of these endangered parties, people that are creditors, the people that are basically in charge of American, people in charge of U.S. Airways, they're going to sue the Justice Department. This thing will go on for years. And so in the meantime, a lot of people are talking about it, including hosts John McCurry and Eric Bilstad, with aviation expert Bill Swellbar, about this Department of Justice filing against the two airlines.
Good or bad idea that the Justice Department has decided to try to block the U.S. Airways-American merger?
I don't know that it's necessarily a good or a bad idea. I think what it is that we're seeing is a real sea change in how it is that the Department of Justice is viewing concentration in the airline industry. If you are one of the two carriers involved, you're going to see this as a bad decision. Obviously, consumer advocates are applauding the decision by the Department of Justice.
You know, I fly quite a bit, and what I've noticed, and you and everybody else has noticed, is that there are less choices, less capacity, and every single airplane is jam-packed. And I think that's why those consumer groups are standing up and saying maybe this is a way to put the brakes on that a little bit. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure that the airlines are necessarily going to depart from this model of capacity discipline and trying to, you know, fill as many seats on each aircraft as they possibly can. I mean, that's proving to be good business. Like any business, you would want to utilize your capacity as efficiently as you can. That's what the industry is doing today. But, you know, that said, certainly we're not seeing much growth. We're not seeing new entrants. But what it is that we do see is an industry structure that is producing some profits for the industry finally.
What do you think Americans can end up doing? I imagine they're still going to try to merge or fight something with this.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt. I don't think they're gonna take this laying down, either side. But as I read the Department of Justice decision, it seems pretty airtight that their view is this just putting 85% of the industry's capacity in the hands of four enterprises is just simply too much. And I think that's going to be a tough piece to overcome.
Bill, on that point, I was interested to see that the 10-carrier Bloomberg U.S. Airlines Index lost 6% when the DOJ did this. So clearly, the airline industry believes that, hey, let us narrow it down, let us have fewer carriers, let us control more, raising prices and whatever we want to do. And they didn't like this at all.
No doubt. And I mean, the markets have reacted, as you point out, quite negatively. And particularly, we saw American stock down 50%. We've seen the American bonds down significantly because if this merger is not allowed to go through, there's going to have to be a whole new plan of reorganization negotiated with the various stakeholders by American Airlines just to exit bankruptcy.
Bill, could there come a day where we have two major airlines or three major airlines and there are just less and less choices?
You know, this decision suggests to me that no, that you know, let's also appreciate that American Airlines is a very big company, and it is still, I think fifth in the world. So this is not a tiny company. There is still significant consolidation. And even if the merger doesn't go forward, over 70% of the industry's capacity is going to be in the hands of four. And that is a marked structural change that has taken place over the last 5 years.
All right, so there's one take on the airline merger, or the fact that that particular group in that conversation doesn't think it's going to take place. I happen to agree with that assessment. I don't think it is going to take place, and I think U.S. Airways ultimately will go away. Some parts of it will be absorbed by American, but this isn't going to happen. Here's another take on it. Host Jimmy Cephalo with Peter Greenberg, a business guy from ABC. He does a lot of travel reporting as well, about what else there is to know in this Justice Department filing to stop the merger.
Let's talk about the merger and the lawsuit by the Department of Justice with American Airlines and U.S. Air trying to merge. What does the average traveler need to know about this?
Well, you know, this is the last of the big mergers. We've already had three major consolidations, Delta and Northwest, United and Continental, and, of course, Southwest taking over AirTran. So this is the last big one. And if this happens, it will mean that those four combined airlines will control 80% of the total market in the United States. And this is sort of akin to the wedding where the minister says to the congregation, you know, speak now, forever hold your peace. Well, the Department of Justice decided to speak. And what this means is they just didn't say we're reviewing it. They filed a lawsuit along with six state attorneys general, including the attorney general from Florida, right, and the District of Columbia, basically saying, we think this is a really bad idea. We think it's going to harm competition. It's going to raise airfares and lower service. And the real key here is this. When they announced the merger idea, both U.S. Air and American claimed that they only overlapped on 12 nonstop routes, so it was really a minor deal. It's going to be a seamless merger and nothing would be affected.
Right.
Well, they were technically correct. They do overlap on only 12 nonstop routes. Here's the rub. The Government Accountability Office did a little survey and found out that they actually affected more than 1,600 connecting flight routes that could be affected by higher airfares or less service, and that was a wake-up call.
Right, but you do think this will eventually go through, but there will be negotiations, right?
It's called horse trading.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is, even though the Department of Justice has sued these airlines, I doubt seriously this will ever go to trial, simply because right now it's backroom horse trading with each airline going back to the DOJ saying, okay, what if we give up these gates in Miami, these slots in Washington, D.C.?
Right.
What if we just completely give up these cities and allow for more competition? So it's a question of how much does the Department of Justice want to set the terms for this merger, and then it probably will go through, but not this year.
Right.
Now, this means it's going to slide into next year.
I'm not sure that he's right. Well, let's see. Conversation about airline and controls of the spigot, if you will, how you get your fares and where you get your planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty interesting for those of us who travel a lot. Also, in flying news this week, there was a crash of a UPS cargo plane, and a lot of people are asking a lot of questions, and frankly, there aren't a lot of answers that are forthcoming, thus the conversation here that we have from a program that Kenny monitored, hosted by John Zak and Dave Debo. Here they have Donna Francavilla, who has been at the scene and reports on why we don't know much about this crash.
What is the latest? Do we know more today than we did when it first happened?
Well, we know a little bit more. Part of the reason is that the black box has not yet been recovered. The plane had continued to smolder most of the day, and they were waiting for the smoldering to end and for it to be safe to go in and recover some of the key information. They're trying to figure out still if weather had anything to do with it. It does not look likely, and given the fact that it was kind of cloudy and rainy, visibility was probably not the best, but what investigators seem to determine is that the plane dropped precipitously just before landing, and we're not sure why. One eyewitness indicated that it was on fire before it slammed into the hillside, so we're not sure what actually happened to the plane. It's still a mystery.
Donna, is our understanding that people living near the airport had worried about something like this happening for a long time now?
Yes, in fact, city officials had been buying land in a nearby neighborhood because they wanted to clear the field. And the neighbors who remained were concerned that the planes were flying in pretty low and pretty close to their homes and that this might eventually happen to them. And sure enough, this plane crash was awfully close to their homes. Thank God it did not hit any neighborhoods or streets or disrupt the airport operations.
Sure. We hear that a couple of homes were actually hit by some of the debris from the wreckage of the plane, that the debris was scattered over a wide area. What's being done to ensure that people don't start collecting souvenirs?
Well, you know, the mayor came out very early yesterday, Mayor William Bell of Birmingham, and asked residents not to touch it, but rather to call. And they gave a website and they gave a phone number and said, you know, if you see any debris, just leave it alone because it could be evidence. But some of the debris apparently was a result of the plane hitting the treetops and then it just rained down on rooftops and in yards. So it could be all over, and in hard to reach spots. So some residents may have some debris on their property and not be aware of it.
All right, so that's, as it was indicated before, it's one of those things. Well, we have nothing to say. Let's take a couple of minutes to say it. That's right. I was always, as a kid, introduced. I was the business director of the Heidelberg College Concert Choir, and we took a tour every year. And the director of the choir, Dr. Ferris Ohl, who is a wonderful human being and one of the great inspirations I had in college, he always used to introduce me to the people. We'd go around to churches for a week or 10 days every year and sing around the country, went to Europe. It was a great choir and a great experience. So I was in charge of putting some of the deals together, making sure everything functioned well. So he'd introduce me. My given name is Dudley, as many of you know. I hear Dudley Stephan. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. And I think that was that last bit of information there sort of cut its cloth from the same philosophy. 888-302-3684 as we continue here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it? Of course you would. The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. Up next, the continuing focus on Obamacare here on Good Day.
Normal.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And conversation about Obamacare here on Good Day. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, on the air at the 6 before the hour. This is Friday. Before we get to that, a little shop talk. I like to spread these things. People like these tidbits of information, Kenny, about what's going on in the world of talk radio, so why not pass this along? Michael Savage, who hosts the Savage Nation on a lot of radio stations every night. He's been around for a while. Said on his program last night that he is going to replace Sean Hannity on stations that Hannity is being currently carried on. There are two big operators in this country, Clear Channel. I think it's to the point now where everybody knows who the players are. Don't you think? Pretty much the premier hosts are owned by Clear Channel, and they would be Limbaugh and Hannity and Glenn Beck and George Norrie and that ilk. And then Cumulus, the competitor, has its own group, Huckabee and Geraldo and Savage and I don't know who the hell, there's a couple others that they have. Anyway, so Savage says he's going to, as a matter of fact, this is a quote from his program last night. I predict right here, right now, that I, Michael Savage, whose real name is Michael Wiener, and the Savage Nation are going to take over the Sean Hannity Show time slot by the end of the year. I am the heir apparent to Afternoon Drive on the East Coast and around America on Cumulus stations, which have the most powerful stations in the radio world. Well, that's not really true. They have powerful stations in the talk radio conversation world, about 40 different markets where these guys are. But he may be right, actually. A lot of speculation as to whether Limbaugh will be moved to other stations because Cumulus wants to put its own product on. Anyway, so I thought you might find that of interest. Maybe not of importance, but of interest. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Newt Gingrich this week at the Republican National Committee summer meeting had a lot to say about the way the Republicans are handling the battle over Obamacare, and most of it wasn't very good.
I will bet you, for most of you, if you go home in the next 2 weeks while your members of Congress are home and you look them in the eye and you say, what is your positive replacement for Obamacare? They will have zero answer. Because we are caught up right now in a culture, and you see it every single day, where as long as we're negative and as long as we're vicious and as long as we can tear down our opponent, we don't have to learn anything. And so we don't. This is a very deep problem.
I think he's right. 100% correct. You got to come up with a solution. You can't just say, that's bad, we're not going to do it. You don't sound good. You don't get votes that way. 888-302-3684. Okay, so from the radio conversation world, Mo Kelly talked about what Gingrich just said on his program.
Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker and former presidential candidate, was blaming GOP members of Congress for developing zero alternatives to President Obama's health care reform law. See, we have been talking about that for the longest. Sometimes those folks within the party need to say it to their party, because then it's not partisan bickering. It is then establishing and validating a fact. Say what you want about Newt Gingrich, but he's speaking truth. And he's telling it to the folks who need to hear it. Now, he may make me mad as all get out tomorrow, but today, he's on point. But wait, there is even more. This is Newt Gingrich. Quote, we are caught up right now in a culture, and you see it every single day, where as long as we, talking about Republicans, are negative, and as long as we are vicious, and as long as we can tear down our opponent, we don't have to learn anything. We have to do the homework. I don't know how you can disagree with that. He is basically acknowledging and admitting to the Republican obstructionism that the Republicans have been the party of no since President Obama has been in office. And he went on. He talked about how we couldn't just be, we being the Republicans, can't be just the anti-Obama party. You actually have to have ideas. You actually have to have solutions. And if you know anything about Newt Gingrich, he comes from a congressional time in which Democrats and Republicans on some level did work together to get things done for the larger good of the country. We don't Yep. have that anymore.
Yep, that's right. We do not. And thus, Republicans looking bad on this as well. They deserve to be criticized. 888-302-3684. All right, so one more bit of Shop Talk news, Kenny. I was talking earlier this week about the fake caller that came into a radio program from somebody who claimed to be Shane Spencer, a former New York Yankees outfielder, and it wasn't. Somebody claiming to be the real Shane Spencer called on the line. Oops. And so now the radio station is trying. I don't know how you get away. I don't know how you fix that problem, frankly. I don't know how.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.